Hey everyone, welcome to another podcast from MB Personal Training, Chewing the Facts. My name's Mike Balsamo and I'm with Richard Davis once again. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
What a lovely, gorgeous day on in Swansea, and I hope it's the same wherever you're listening. We're international. We are international, Richard. Wow. We are in England.
We're across the border.
We're crossing the border into other countries, not just Swansea. So wherever you are in the world, and England and Wales and Swansea, good morning to you, or good afternoon, or good evening.
Yes.
Fantastic. So you know, and we've lost an hour.
We have.
It's actually night time.
Has it affected you?
No. Not really. But it's an hour, but we'll get it back sometime.
What's an hour between friends?
Exactly. So hope you're doing really well. I hope you've enjoyed last week's podcast with the 10 deadly sins of fat loss. We could have gone on for hours on that one, but we didn't. We've literally, sort of did the 10 sins and that was it. So hopefully you've, I had a couple of emails actually, a couple of messages to say, I was guilty to about 9 of those. So we're all guilty of some fat loss sins, but anyway, I digress. So today we are talking about flexible dieting for fat loss, the basics to flexible dieting, why we promote and we actually do flexible dieting, right? And what it is and macros and stuff like that. I won't go into too much detail because that's a course in its own. So flexible dieting is also known as if it fits your macros. You may have heard us before if you come to our seminars or just hear us online talking about that. It's basically counting or tracking calories, macronutrients, your protein, fats and carbs, okay, to achieve a body composition goal. In a nutshell, flexible dieting can be summed up in 3 steps, okay? Well, 2 steps, really, because we're doing the basics today. Calculate your TDEE, your total daily energy expenditure, based on your current weight and your exercise or activity level, okay? You can calculate your macros, your protein, fats, and carbs, in ratios that help you reach your desired goal, okay? I'll come to that in a sec. And then track your food intake and try to meet your sort of calories and macro limits each day. When I say I'll go into the macros bit and the sort of ratios, people always do 40-40-20. 40% protein, 40% carbs, 20% fats. That's not necessarily the right way to do it. In my opinion anyway, my sort of research I've done. Because everyone's different, okay? I say to clients, and Rich, I'm probably the same as me, is as long as you keep within your calorie range, okay, your deficit, and keep your protein consistent, your fats and carbs can be toggled. It doesn't really matter. If you're more of a carby person, have more carbs, as long as they're within your calorie target. If you're more of a fat-liking person, want a low carb, or lower carbs, or carbs really affect you, bloating and stuff like that, lower your carb and intake your fat. As long as it sticks within your target. So don't listen to 40-40-20 or 30-40, whatever it is, to make 100%. It depends, and you can toggle it. Keep your protein consistent, and then toggle with the carbs. So that's my take on that. So Rich, how long have you been flexible dieting for? Or sort of doing it and promoting it and stuff like that?
Forever.
Forever?
Yeah.
It works for you?
Yeah. Me personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I love food too much not to have things that I enjoy, such as chocolate, such as cake, such as pizza.
Yeah.
You know, I can't have it every day.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
But, I couldn't never eat it.
No.
So being able to be flexible gives me the opportunity to, whether it's once every few weeks to have a pizza, have a bar of chocolate, once a week.
Yeah.
Because I'm able to be flexible.
Yeah.
You know, and my nutrition is on point 80% of the time.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to do it.
Yeah.
If I said to myself, I can only have chicken and broccoli or chicken and rice forever, that's not going to work.
No.
How long can you put up with that? Well, 6-8 weeks?
Probably.
Before you completely come off the wagon and then really binge and then really go downhill.
Mm-hmm.
So flexible is what I do. Flexible is the way I teach clients.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's the best way.
I think I agree. You know, because we talk about restricting foods and taking food groups out, and you know, people go on these silly diets and all the rest of it, and they revert back then to the old habits. With this, it's effective, sustainable, and it's obviously flexible. Because as you said, you like chocolate, like pizza, like most people do. They like the stuff that tastes good, but is also high in calories. But you can have quite literally your cake and eat it.
Mm.
You know. Yeah. You know, with you know, Christmas, and you know, with a lot of people we speak to, they say, oh, I go out with the girls on the weekend or the boys on the weekend. That's fine, because by being flexible, you can do that. You know, as long as you account for it, and if you go over on the weekends or whatever, or the night out or whatever, that's fine. Just account for it. As long as you account for it and know where you roughly where you are. It's like spending on your credit card and not looking at the statements kind of thing. That's not being accountable for or accounting for what you're spending. So you've got to know what your limit is, your credit card limit. Right, it's £1,000, £2,000. Right, that's all you got. You know, so that's your calories. You've got 2,000 calories or whatever it is to spend. How you spend that is pretty much within reason. Up to you. Now, you can't have a fast food kind of diet and lose weight, because health sort of unbenefits aren't great. If you eat pizza and chips and crap like that all the time, it's not going to be great for you. But in theory, as you said, if you've got calories left and you want some chocolate, you can have some chocolate. You know,
yeah.
There are pros and cons to this, you know, because people do. I spoke about it before, I think last week on a video or a podcast I did, about people can get a bit obsessed with tracking calories and stuff.
Mm.
But as long as you're mindful of what you're doing, you're winning. You know, you're winning. It's like weighing yourself every day, isn't it? You know, that people get obsessed with what, people get obsessed with anything. But as long as you're mindful of what you're doing, and you're just tracking loosely, as I said, just the calories and the protein, it's fine. It's effective because quality of food is important, as we just said. You know, you can't perhaps have pizza all the time, but generally the quantity of food that you intake, your calories intake, determines your fat loss goals. As we keep saying, Rich, you know, we need to be in a calorie deficit, don't we, in order to lose weight. You can eat clean. I hate that term. Or I'm trying to be good, or it wrecks my head. As much as you want. But if you're eating too much of anything, you aren't going to lose anything.
Nope.
You know, 3,000 calories of broccoli is still 3,000 calories of broccoli. You know, it's the same as 3,000 calories of chocolate. You know, it's 3,000 calories. All right, yes, broccoli's better for you because it's more nutrients and vitamins and all the rest of it, but still 3,000 calories. I read something the other day about habit change on a side note. When people say, I'm trying to be good this week, it's like saying, I'm trying to clean my teeth. You know, you clean your teeth daily because you know if you don't clean your teeth, your teeth will fall out. So if you eat crap constantly, or you're trying to be good this week, you know, you're not. You know, you shouldn't be trying to be good. You should just do it. It's a part of your lifestyle. And you will have off days where, you know, you go out or you go for food or go for a night out. And that's cool. You've got to live a bit. And that's why flexible dieting bloody works. Because we go out, we have a few beers, we go for food or, you know, a lot, you know. But as long as you account for it, I don't track my calories so down to the last calorie that I've gone over 100 calories, I'm going to sort of throw my phone out the window. It's like, all right, okay. I know roughly where I am. I'm experienced enough that, okay, I've gone over 100, 200 calories. Okay, it's fine. or I want to go out for food tonight now. Right, I'll keep my calories low during the day, and then tonight now go to the for food or whatever. I know my bulk of my calories can be there. It gives you a guide of what you're eating and how much is in each food as well. Mm. You know, because you've got, I used the example before, a client of mine went to Costa one day. She wanted a hot chocolate. It was only 500 odd calories. She said, I'll have Americano, please. 80 calories or whatever it is. You know, less probably. Americano's nothing. So she said, oh God. So she made her aware of what she was intaking. So, because if you stick your head in the sand, I think you put a post on Instagram a couple weeks ago. You're in denial and you're sticking your head in the sand. And there's a photo of somebody literally sticking their head in the sand and through their fitness and fat loss goals. And it's bloody true. We're all sort of blind to it. We put barriers up. Oh, I'm fine. Step on the scales. Oh, I'm not. Mm. You know, or, oh my God, I got type 2 diabetes or whatever. But that's another story. As I said, it's flexible. Okay, so you still enjoy your food while losing weight. You know, if you want to enjoy your food, like go out with family a lot and stuff like that, but you still want or need to lose weight, this could be a solution for you. Like, we go out a lot, you know, for food and stuff. So it's a good tool, I think. It's not for everyone, but keto's not for everyone. Swimming wheel's not for everyone or whatever, you know. The research does show that a more flexible approach leads to less anxiety about food and more chance of success with your weight loss journey. And it's also sustainable, as you've done it since whenever. I've done it for probably, if I'm honest, last 4 or 5 years, probably flexible. You know, being flexible and realising what everything is, you know, what flexible dieting is and how it can change my life and made me sort of, well, is a fitness guy called Ryan Spiteri. I follow on Facebook and Instagram. And he's in great shape, and he wrote a blog about flexible dieting and if it fits your macros. Like, oh, what's this about then? I read into it and stuff like that, and it does work. It does bloody work. But he was selling plans and stuff. Let's talk about weight loss cycles, Kirich. You know, people diet, binge, diet. Mm-hmm. In order to succeed, right, long-term now, not just dieting, long-term success of fat loss, you need to be consistent and stick to it over a long period of time, don't you?
Yeah.
Because I think what people tend to do, they go on a diet or clean eating or detox or whatever nonsense it is, right? And they do it for 2 weeks, don't see any results, arse crap. Next, go see Karen on hairdressers or whoever, John, Rich, Steve, Peter, John, Paul, whatever, and try something else. Mm. And that didn't work. They try and they say, bugger it, I'm just going to eat pizza and accept that, and you just go on a binge then. That's not cool. Because you can eat whatever you want in moderation. It's more mentally, emotionally sustainable. But that's when you sort of diet, binge, diet, binge. It's a circle, it's a cycle. Mm. And you've got to break that cycle and you never, ever, ever go into achieve any sort of sustainable long-term fat loss goals. I mean, you've seen it, right? You've seen it with clients, I've seen it.
Yeah, well, the key point is sustainability.
Absolutely.
So if you are going to throw yourself into a new diet,
yeah,
where you are massively restricting yourself, not just calorie wise, but you know, the types of food you can have. You know, I can't eat carbs, I can't have chocolate, I can't have you know, any sort of processed food. Mm. You can only do that for so long.
Yeah.
Before, you know, not only you become physically tired, but more importantly, mentally tired as well.
Yeah.
You know, I've just been speaking to one of my clients now about the weekend, you know, and I told him that on Saturday I had a bit of a blowout because I've been strict with myself for about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And I was getting to the point where I was stopping myself from having these foods.
Mm.
And I thought, hold on now, you know, I need a bit of a reboot.
Mm-hmm.
So I had tapas, I had big bar of galaxy chocolate.
Nice.
And then I'd sort of fixed myself.
Yes.
Just come Sunday morning, I was raring to go again.
Yeah.
But if you keep stopping yourself and keep stopping yourself, eventually that one day splurge is going to become a week, a month, and then you're back to restarting, and then the cycle continues.
Absolutely, spot on. And it's important to say that if you're in a calorie deficit, which you are, because, you know, we're going on holiday and all the rest of it now, and really trying to be good, in inverted commas, you need a diet break. So you need to go back up to maintenance or have a little treat or cheat. I hate cheat as well. Treat meal or, you know, a bit of blow on a Saturday. Because you've been sort of dieting or, you know, restricting yourself for so long. But you're strong enough and you're thinking, right, and you're experienced enough, obviously you're a trainer, to say, right, okay, that's it now, back on it now, done. And that's only the first time it's happened in God knows how long, since you started your, you know, 12 weeks sort of thing.
And I think the importance is guilt-free as well.
Spot on.
You know, knowing that one evening is not going to outdo the previous however long.
Exactly. You probably felt rough as 10 on Sunday. Think, oh my God, I feel I put on like half a stone. Probably haven't.
I had a poo and I felt fine. Brutally honest. That was it.
And then, that's it. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. The dieting problem. Just have a poo on Sunday morning and job is done. But no. Yeah, you're right, though, because what you feel bloated. You feel like you put on half a stone. It's just the food digesting.
Yeah.
It takes time. You don't go in your mouth and come out the other way. It doesn't. It takes, I think, 36 hours, something like that, to fully out. You know, and you're right. But again, guilt, back to it, importance is having it guilt-free, because people beat themselves up. Oh, I had a bar of chocolate. So, it's fine. You haven't eaten the bloody shop, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a glass of wine, that's cool. You know, as you said, restrict it. What's a biscuit or a chocolate, one chocolate bar going to do? Not much. But if it's happening regularly, then it's like, hang on.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, one, I go back to the teeth thing. Brushing teeth once is not going to make your teeth clean. You have to do it consistently, isn't it? But it's like then eating one salad or one healthy meal not going to make you lose weight. Or being a calorie deficit for one day is not going to make you slim or make you drop fat. You have to be consistently good, consistently in a calorie deficit. Not just, I've been in a calorie deficit by 15% today, but then tomorrow I'm going to go back to my old ways. It doesn't work like that.
So I'm gonna bring it back to your teeth analogy, because I really like it.
Good.
So, for example, if you're brushing your teeth regularly 3 times a day,
yeah,
and you have been doing it for 6 months,
yeah,
you are out one day, so therefore you can only brush your teeth twice.
Yeah.
Do you then go, I'm never brushing my teeth again?
Spot on, Rich.
So
that's great. Exactly. That's exactly, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Because you've missed one kind of brushing your teeth kind of thing, then it's not going to undo the last 6 months of brushing teeth.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, that's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. But that, you know, that's what people think.
Yeah.
You know, I've blown it now, and I'm going to just eat my waking cake.
And that's what we're constantly trying to drill into them, is that it's okay to have a bad day.
Absolutely.
It's with
food and training. But again, that's another conversation. But yes, you're right, exactly. So flexibility is sustainability, I think. And it is right. You have to be sustainable and flexible and consistent in your goal and keep on track with it. You know, again, going back to the tracking of the calories, don't have to be weighing everything. You know, but if anything is better than... If you're struggling with your fat loss goals and you haven't got a clue where to start, anything in the right direction like this now, just tracking a little bit, or even just understanding where these calories are coming from, is a step in the right direction, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
So how do we get started, Rich? How do you, you know, how would you say to somebody, right, okay, all right, I'm a new client now, flexible dieting is your thing.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do? what do we kind of sort of how do you get me started to I've got a really simple equation here now for working out your calorie intake, which we'll go through in a sec. But
yeah,
what would you advise a client now, or somebody listening now, saying, right, flexible dieting, what do we do?
So it's an important conversation. I try and get as much information out of them as I can,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of time, as you know, people aren't 100% honest with you.
Yep.
They hold things back. You know, they say they eat well, but really, they don't.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's about trying to get them to be as brutally honest as possible with what they eat. You know, what they're telling me what they're eating,
yep.
and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we know, alcohol is a big problem. People don't see that as calories.
Yeah.
and then it's about just trying to convince to them. A, the flexible dieting is the way to go, and it does work.
Uh-huh.
But also, it's about just trying to get them to make small habitual changes.
Yeah.
So I won't say to them, right, if they have 2-3 takeaways a week, I won't say to them, I'll say you're never eating a takeaway ever again.
Yeah.
Say, look, let's make small changes, let's reduce the takeaways by one a week,
mm-hmm.
and then once you adjust, you can reduce it further. Instead of pints of beer or cider, let's try and switch. So, but you know, just trying to make them make small changes.
Absolutely.
And the more small changes they make, the further they'll go along. You know, it's not a case of all or nothing. I think if you try and whip away everything at once,
They're gonna rebel.
They're gonna disappear.
Absolutely. No. Spot on advice, Rich. Absolutely spot on advice. You know, small and steady. Well, slow and steady wins the race, and small and consistent wins the race as well, I think. So you're right. So a bit of maths now, and I know anyone knows me, I'm not very good at maths, but here we go. Let's give it a go. So how to calculate your intake, okay, for your calorie intake. Now, as a reference, REE is your... we'll post this later in the comments and perhaps in the show notes. Can we do that? I don't know. Resting energy expenditure. So for guys, okay, for males, you have the number 10 times your weight in kilograms. You plus 6.25, the number, times your height in centimeters, minus the number 5, times your age in years, plus 5. And that gives you a resting energy expenditure, okay, or your BMR, okay? Then you multiply that by your number, by your activity level. So sedentary, light active, moderately active, or very active. Okay. Again, we'll post this later. Or we can do a sort of webinar on it or something like that, or Facebook Live. For females, it's exactly the same, except you minus your age in years, minus 161. Don't ask me why, I don't know. Okay, I haven't got a clue. It's too scientific for me. That's the formula to give you a ballpark figure of to get your calorie intake, right? So sedentary people, so you've got your number, is times 1.2. Light active is 1.375. Moderately active is 1.55. And very active is 1.725. The problem with this, right, see?
Yes, I was just about to say.
Go on.
Is that people... whether it's the same thing we're going to say, overestimate.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, I train 5 times a week, so I must be very active. You know, depends, isn't it? So sedentary, just normal everyday activity, like a little walking, a couple of flights of stairs, eating, talking, because you do burn calories when you talk. Light active, so it's 1.375. Any activity that burns an additional 200 to 400 calories for females, or 250 to 500 calories for males, more than your sedentary amount. Moderately active is an activity that burns additional 400 to 650 calories for females, or 500 to 800 calories for males. And then very active is about 650 to 800 calories, okay? That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. You know, so let's do an example, okay? It's like that... that paper 3 in GCSE maths all over again. Oh, dear me.
Show your work
in. Show your work in. Here we go. So let's say now you're a 29-year-old male. Okay. So 183 centimetres, a bit taller than I am, 88 kilos, very active male, okay? So you've got 10 times his weight, which is 88, plus 6.25 times 183 is his centimetres in height, minus 5 times 29 is age, and you plus 5, okay, as your rest and energy expenditure. So that gives you 884. He's very active, so it's times 1.725. So his daily TDEE is 3,250. That is TDEE, okay? So, now that is maintenance. Maintenance, it's not his deficit. So you eat more than that, he's in a calorie surplus. So you put on weight. You eat less than that, so he's in a calorie deficit, which is what we want for fat loss. I point my finger at the mic here. You will lose weight. If you eat the same, you maintain weight. So what we suggest for a deficit, I think, is between 10-15% of that.
Yeah.
So whatever that number comes out, make sure you do it right, of course, you put a 10% deficit on there to start with. You know, it's worth 325 calories less for that guy there, okay? And then you will lose weight over a period of time. Don't just do it for a couple of days. Oh, no, I'm not losing weight yet. Do it for about 2 or 3 weeks, for a month first. And then take another measurement, take another weight and see where you are. It's not as black and white as that, but it is for most people. It is. And we can go into calories and macronutrients, protein, you know, how much calories, but that's a different thing again. We just want to keep it quite basic for today. Go on, Rich, you're going to
say something. Yeah, no, sorry. I think when you find out your calories and you put a deficit on it,
yeah,
like you say it takes a few weeks,
yeah,
bit of trial and error.
Yeah.
People are very quick to bump up the numbers or drop the numbers. Give it a few weeks.
Yeah.
If nothing is happening, then reduce slightly if fat loss is your aim.
Yeah.
But once you find the number that is working for you and you are dropping, keep it at that until it stops working.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't need to drop again until, you know, you stop losing.
Yeah.
Because it's working.
Yeah.
So there's no point in you reducing the amount of food you're eating.
No.
When you don't need to.
Yeah, exactly. Because, yes, great bit of advice there, mate. Yeah, absolutely. Because when we calculate calories for some people, right, and they go, that's too much, I've never eaten 2,184 calories before. You're under eating and stuff like that, and you know, but then you probably think you're not eating that much, but you probably are probably eating more. That's why you're not losing weight, because you've got to be honest with yourself as well, because people are like, oh, I only eat 1500 calories or 1200 calories because my fitness pal tells me. You're not, you're going over that. You must be, otherwise you if you were only eating 1200 calories a day, you'd be losing weight generally, unless your diet is your sort of calorie deficit. But generally, that's what my fitness pal does. It doesn't take into consideration your TDEE. But talking about my fitness pal, how do we track it? Well, we use my fitness pal. There are other apps out there, but again, it's not accurate. It's not 100% accurate. Nothing, unless you go into a laboratory, it's not 100% accurate. But again, we're talking about ballpark figure here. If you're going for a bodybuilding competition, or really trying to sort of really find out or very little fat to lose, then maybe go to a nutritionist, a dietitian, or whatever. But for general fat loss, for you and me, Rich, MyFitnessPal works.
Yeah.
For the first couple of things, you may have to weigh food to get for portions, but then after a few weeks, then it becomes, you can save meals, you can create meals and stuff like that in it. It just give a ballpark figure of what you're eating. But again, what you said about the activity thing, about overestimating it, people underestimate how much they're actually eating in MyFitnessPal because they don't like to see the minus there if they're in a surplus. You got all of your calories. Oh my God, oh, I'll take some out then. No, you write down what you've eaten.
Yeah.
And as close to as you can. Otherwise, you're just kidding yourself. But, you know, you don't get obsessed with it. There's no point. Because it's no good for you. It's more psychological rather than just a number. Because food, you need food for function and enjoyment as well. But it does become an obsession. If you've got any sort of history of eating disorders or, you know, or you've got an obsessive kind of behaviour, perhaps tracking itself may not be good for you because it can push you over the edge of like, oh, I've become obsessed with it. So that's why portion control, as in your palm and your fist and stuff like that, which we've posted numerous times, may be the way of a loosely way. But if you're interested in it, of the tracking more, it works. It does work. We do it, Rich. We do it. We do it. We promote, or promote it, don't say the word, but we do my flexible dieting. It does work, Rich.
Yeah.
It does work.
You know, and a new client, or for example, you know, I tell them about my fitness pal.
Yeah.
Because it works for me.
Yeah.
All we're doing is creating awareness.
Yeah, that's all it is.
So that's all it is.
Exactly.
You know, and I've had a client last week turn around and say, do you know what? I've used it for 3 weeks. And now I'm getting to the point where I am getting a little bit obsessive.
Right.
And I said, but has it worked for the reason it was? She said, yes, I'm now aware. I said, stop using it then. Or I said,
yeah,
just, you know, stop focusing too much on it. She's now aware and she knows where the problems are, where what she was doing wrong in terms of where she was overeating.
Yeah.
Maybe drinking a little too much.
Yeah.
And it's worked.
It's worked.
It's worked.
You've got to have regular check-ins with either a trainer or yourself. So you're right, being aware of like, oh, right, is this working? Is this working? It's like, you know, it's like if you're drinking 3-4 times a week, for example, right? Drinking, partying, like we used to. Too old now. but then he comes to a point and think, oh, right, I'm drinking too much. You have that like sort of trigger moment, think, oh, shit, I need to do something. Or when people come to you and come to us, say, I need help. You have a check-in with yourself and think, right, am I being obsessive with this thing now? With tracking calories or whatever you, because it's not good for me. Then you take a step back and say, right, I'm taking a break from it.
Yeah.
And that helps and say, right, because as you said, on the weekend, Saturday night, you had a tapas, you had Galaxy, you had all sorts, you know, great. But it was done then. It's like, right, out of your system, done.
Yeah.
You know, and I can see the difference in you because you've been dieting for, well, I have many weeks now, dieting, you know, cutting for too many weeks, but really tracking your calories and stuff. And I can see it physically in you. I see you every day. I think, oh, God, yeah, you are looking pretty lean. Fair play to you. You know, and the hard work shows. So it does work, mate. You're the same. We're singing off the same hymn sheet here because, you know, diets don't work and meal plans don't work, but you are having what you want when you want. You know, if you want to have cake, you can have it. If you want to have chips, you can have it. As long as it's tracked and accounted for and you know where you are within your sort of range. And if you do go over, you do go over. It's no problem. But it does work, mate. It is working.
Yeah.
You know, but as again, going on the obsession thing of it, if you are thinking, oh my God, I'll get obsessed. Okay, don't do it. Do a portion. You know, just don't track for a couple of days, but just for aware. Because if you don't know how much you're eating, if you don't know how much you're intaking, how do you know if you are overeating? And keep it simple. Just keep it so simple. That is the main thing. Don't overthink it, because people do overthink diets and dieting and fitness and health and stuff like that. Don't. You'd be in the fitness space and the social media and the internet, it's so much noise, isn't it?
Yeah.
And people get bombarded with crap, as in information, diets and this works, that works, that works, this works, or he says this, she says that, da 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 da. Look, we're not hiding anything here. There's no special secret. you know, we just say what we do and it works, and our clients do it and it works. So it's giving you the information, and there's plenty of information out there, but there's loads of crap out there, and people get bombarded with it, so much celebrity nonsense. But to keep it simple and sustainable. As long as it's sustainable and it works for you, awesome. That's it. That's all I gotta say.
That's all I gotta say. There we are. I think it's simple. You've got your end goal,
mm-hmm.
fat loss.
Yeah.
You can take two paths. One path is restriction.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have this, I can't have that.
Yeah.
Or you take the other path. I can't have this 80% of the time, but 20% of the time I can have it. I can have a treat. I can have things I enjoy. But I'm still going to get to where I want to be. Which path are you going to choose?
Absolutely. Spot on. There it is. 80-20 rule. You know, or 70-30, whichever way you look at it.
Yeah.
You know, it's 80% on it, if you like. And 20% say, oh, do you know, I'm going to have pizza.
Yeah.
You know, and if it does not fit in with your macros, it's okay. 20% of the time. It's okay. But if you find that your fat loss is moving, or your shirt's getting tighter, or the scale's creeping up, then you may need to think, right, it's more 60-40 now, or 50-50, or 40, you know, it's going the other way. So you need to sort of take a hold of yourself, and have a word of yourself, and say, right, come on then. But spot on, mate. 80-20, or 70, whichever way you look at it, is the rule.
Bending the rules, not breaking them.
There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Words of wisdom again by Richard Davis. Amazing. Amazing. No fluff there. Great. And have a poo on Sunday morning. It works. It works. I know.
Some people go to church.
Brilliant. Well, that's it now for this week. Hopefully next week we'll have a very interesting podcast. Well, they're all interesting, hopefully. But we're trying to get some... we've had some great... I know, we keep going on one. We have some great questions coming through on people who are answering. So we may do that next week or the week after, where we take a question and answer it for you and discuss it. You know, one was how much rest you need in between workouts and stuff like that. That's interesting. You know, and my our thoughts on like Slimming World and Weight Watchers and stuff like that, and exercise questions for a change. Exercise, what's the best, you know, sort of stomach exercises and for fat loss and all that nonsense. But really good questions coming through. So if you have any other questions or things you want us to cover or topics, let us know, and we'll get on here for you, because it's good. We're having some good feedback. And we're on Spotify, iTunes, Google, Castbox, everything. Just leave us a review, share, show us some love, and that's it. Rich, anything to add?
No.
Fantastic.
No, leave it there.
Leave it there. Fab, guys, thank you very much for listening. If you are listening, we got up to about 7 listeners now, so happy days. So let's get to 10. Have a great week, and we shall see or speak to you next week. Take care.